So what happens, at least as far as I can tell in the West, is people begin to see the inward journey as the whole trip. Because things happen. It's a complete reorientation. If you take it seriously, if you practice it, if you really take that inner ride, a whole new orientation pops up. You have different kinds of experiences, you have different kinds of seeings, you have different kinds of realizations, and it seems that that inward journey has a lot of richness and a lot of fruits to bear. So we start to think, well, this is it. This is what it's all about. I'm saying to you, have a broader understanding that this is not what it's all about. This is just the other direction to balance the whole picture. Because the real spiritual journey has no direction. It's not inward, it's not outward. It's not upward, it's not downward, although these words get used a lot. And that's fine. They're used to characterize certain types of experiences, certain types of directions. But because of that, because of the use of words, it gets confusing. People get the wrong idea. So my idea is the inward journey is just a reorientation. It's not where you stop. It's not the whole ball of wax. You go as far as you can always with the inward journey, but you have to come to a point where you actually recognize that it's neither the inward journey or the outward journey. It's not the orientation in this direction or that direction. It's not even the orientation toward the higher rather than the lower, as is commonly spoken. But it's the comprehension of the overarching totality. The understanding that there's a totality that has nothing to do with inner, outer, up or down, higher, lower, better, worse, has nothing to do with human experience, cosmic experience, natural forces, unnatural forces, that comes before and contains everything that can be said, thought, known, not known. That which everything is happening in. And that's not a journey. It can't be a journey because it's the totality. You can't go from the totality to the totality. If you're at the corner of Pico and Robertson, you can't go to Pico and Robertson. You're already there. There's nowhere to go. You can go to the corner of Pico and some other street, but you can't go to Pico and Robertson from Pico and Robertson. And that's what we're all trying to do. We're trying to go somewhere that we think is the recognition of the divine, the recognition of reality. And that's fine. But have the understanding that in actuality, there's no journey. We have to go on a journey because that's our limited understanding. That kickstarts the whole thing. You have to start somewhere. And everybody starts with a kind of a journey. So I'm not quarreling with that. I'm not criticizing that. I'm not even speaking negatively about that. I'm saying have a much more comprehensive understanding